Distinguished guests, while Thailand has successfully returned 99% of the mine contaminated areas to its people, we have always been aware of the devastating impacts of landmines on the victim, particularly those who have been maimed for life by landmines. Thailand attests great importance to victim assistance and takes inclusive and multidisciplinary approach. For Thailand, victim assistance is seamlessly integrated into the broader legal and policy frameworks, including national action plan and programs for persons with disabilities. This is in line with the Oslo Action Plan. Once a landmine accident occurs, the National Institute of Emergency Medicine will be the first agency to ensure that the victim gets full access to appropriate and high-quality healthcare services. Where victims become disabled, the Ministry of Social Development and Human Security will provide aid and support in accordance with the Person with Disability Empowerment Act 2007 and the amendments of 2013, ensuring that my victims will have a good quality of life by providing measures to promote and protect rights, welfare, and social protection. The Thailand Mine Action Center and other agencies also send a team to visit victims on a regular basis to ensure that their needs are met. Clearly, there are around 2.24 million people with disabilities, or 3.39% of the Thai population, and out of which 701 are my victims. All of them are registered and possess the disabled ID card, which allows the holder to enjoy additional welfare and services. Our policy on persons with disabilities are in accordance with international obligations, including the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, and other related international instruments, including the Sendai Framework. Thailand has encouraged the integration of persons with disabilities into society at all levels, based on the principles of the National Quality of Life Development Plan for persons with disabilities, under the concept of equal or equality. To ensure the equality, our laws and regulations are in place to guarantee the rights of persons with disabilities, access to different services, for example, access to medical care, including mental health assessment and assistive devices, access to compulsory and higher education without discrimination, access to vocational training, skill development programs, and access to social welfare benefits, including sign language interpreter service, housing renovation, personal assistance, and information technology, as well as monthly allowance. Lastly, I would like to reaffirm Thailand's commitment to victim assistance under the convention. With our experience in VA, we stand ready to further work with all parties to promote cooperation and sharing of best practice in VA. Thank you.